Securitize clears SEC hurdle for 125B public listing as SECZ. The Securities and Exchange Commission has approved the registration statement for Securitize's planned merger with Cantor Equity Partners II, removing the last regulatory step before the tokenization firm trades publicly under the ticker SECZ. CoinDesk reported the clearance on June 5, 2026, with a shareholder vote scheduled for June 29. Securitize is the company that runs the tokenization technology behind BlackRock's Buidl, one of the largest tokenized treasury funds in the market. The combination was first announced in October 2025. The deal values Securitize at a $125 billion pre-money equity value and includes a committed $225 million PIPE in common stock, according to the company's announcement. Existing backers, a list that includes ARK Invest, BlackRock, Jump Crypto, Morgan Stanley Investment Management, Hamilton Lane, Blockchain Capital, and TradeWeb Markets, are rolling all of their ownership into the combined entity rather than cashing out. A pure-play tokenization issuer enters the public market. Most crypto companies that have gone public are exchanges, miners, or treasury vehicles holding Bitcoin. Securitize is something different. An SEC-registered transfer agent and broker-dealer whose business is issuing and administering tokenized versions of real-world assets, from treasuries to private credit and equity funds. A public listing puts audited financials and quarterly disclosure behind that infrastructure, which is the part of the tokenization story that institutional buyers have been waiting on. One detail sets this listing apart. Securitize plans to tokenize its own equity as part of the process, which the company frames as a demonstration that the public company lifecycle can move on-chain. That is a marketing point as much as a technical one, but it is also a test. If a regulated issuer can represent its own NYSE or NASDAQ-listed shares as tokens, the same plumbing extends to other corporate equity later. A note on the listing venue. CoinDesk's June 5th report describes the listing as heading to the New York Stock Exchange, while the original October 2025 combination announcement named NASDAQ under the ticker SECZ. The ticker is consistent across both. The exchange detail is where the sources differ, and the final venue will be confirmed at closing. The numbers behind the valuation. The financials are the reason this is more than a routine SPAC. Management has said revenue grew roughly 10x over the trailing six quarters, and CoinDesk reported in January that Securitize posted 841% year-over-year revenue growth as it prepared to go public. The company has guided to revenue rising from about $69 million in 2025 to roughly $110 million in 2026, with assets under administration projected near $9 billion. It also reported being profitable in 2025 at EBITDA margins in the mid-20s. For a sector that has lived mostly on projections, those are real figures. The tokenized real-world asset market has surpassed $30 billion and roughly tripled over the past year, and Securitize sits at the center of the institutional slice of it. The pitch to public investors is exposure to that growth through an operator with revenue today, not a roadmap. The link to on-chain spending tokenization is not a card story on its surface, but the rails connect. Tokenized treasuries and money market products are increasingly the reserve assets sitting behind stablecoin and stable value balances that on-chain wallets hold and that crypto cards draw down at the point of sale. When the issuer of those tokenized assets is a public audited company, the collateral underneath a spendable stablecoin balance gets easier to verify. That matters because the weakest link in custodial crypto spending has always been counterparty opacity. A user spending from a balance backed by tokenized treasuries wants to know the issuer is solvent and the assets are real. A regulated listed administrator is one more verifiable layer in that chain, alongside the self-custody options that let users hold keys directly and sidestep issuer risk entirely. Neither approach is automatically safer. They trade different risks. But a public Securitize gives the tokenized asset side a disclosure regime it did not have before.